الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. If an individual is to be crowned as a king, the day that they crown him as king, they first fully prepare him. So for example, let's say that there's a man, he has inherited the throne from his father, and on this day, he is going to be deemed king of a particular locality. So what they actually do when they're going to crown an individual as king is they prepare that individual fully, right? They make sure that the individual's hair is proper. They make sure that the individual is been bathed properly. They make sure that the clothes are proper. And then when that individual is all prepared, they bring that individual in front of the community, right, in front of the subjects. And the very last thing they do is they take a crown and they put the crown on in front of everyone. So that crowning is actually the key event. Everything else was a preparation, and the crowning is the key event. This doesn't only apply in the example of the king, it applies in many things. For example, when they built the Sears Tower, right, this extremely tall building, when they built the Sears Tower, they first built the entire building. Now that entire building, at the time of its construction, was not the highest building. Was not the tallest building. Then, at the very end, they took two long antennas, which are those two white antennas you see on top of the building. They took those two long antennas and they put them in the ceremony on top of the building. Now, when they did that, those two antennas then were so high that it made it the tallest building. So, again, it's the same thing. It's in a feat of engineering. At the very end, they crowned that building with its antennas. Subhanallah, the exact same thing is the case with the deen. The exact same thing is the case with this deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He broke ground in this deen with the first revelation. The first revelation came, and with that the ground was broken. You know how they have these groundbreaking ceremonies? That first revelation was the groundbreaking ceremony of this deen. The first brick is called the shahada. And then over time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established various bricks that make this deen what it is. For example, the ground is the revelation. The first brick was the shahada. Then salah came. Then sawm came. Zakah came. Right? Each of these individual bricks, in the order in which they were revealed, formed the foundation, formed the basis, formed the building of this deen. Now, all of that was prepared, and all of that was sort of awaiting the final brick. And the final brick happens to be Hajj. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Buniya al-Islam ala khams." That Islam is built upon five things. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listed those five things, and the final of them was the Hajj. Now, this fifth brick, the final brick, the brick in that was laid for the whole world to actually witness was the Hajj. When was that brick laid? And when was this ayah revealed? It was on the occasion of the Hajj. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, right? On this day, on this particular one day, out of so many great days in the history of the deen, the day when, there was a day when the revelation started, there was a day when Salah was made mandatory. There was a day when Ramadan was established on the community. There was a day when zakat and its rulings were made mandatory. On neither of those days did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that the deen was completed. It was when 100,000 plus sahaba gathered in the plain of Arafah at that first and final hajj of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. On this day, with this event, with this particular gathering, I have completed your deen upon you. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And with this final brick, with the laying down of this act, with the laying down of this deed, with the establishment of the hajj into the deen, I have completed my blessings upon you. SubhanAllah, how many blessings has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed from the crowning of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a prophet all the way up until the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How many blessings you can't even count. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that with the hajj, with the final hajj, this is the event with which I have completed my blessings upon you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ. And I have now been pleased with this building that I'm putting before you of Islam as your deen, as your interaction with me. This is basically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala crowning Islam, putting that final, you know, antenna on Islam to present it to the entire world. And that occurred with what? With the Hajj. So you can begin to just imagine what the power of this deed actually is. It is actually that showcase brick, that crown that actually makes the deen what it is. Now, in one manner, there's a lot of different ways to look at Hajj, and as we go through the lectures over the next few days, you'll see that Hajj can be looked at in many different ways. In one way, it's the aftershock of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's coming, as we mentioned, right? In one way, every single Hajj is a marker of the movement of the universe towards its final detonation, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only knows when this universe will evaporate, right? In another way, Hajj is actually a year-round, right, an annual celebration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's completion of His blessings upon this community. And it really, when you think about Hajj, whether you're going for the Hajj or whether you're not going for the Hajj, in the end, the Hajj overtakes any individual that interacts in this deen. Because for them, every single time the Hajj occurs, it is a showcase of Allah's completing His blessings upon the community. I'll tell you just one example. One of our akabir was narrating. I was reading a narration of the ulama were writing some. You know, you want to learn about the Hajj. You read about the people who have gone for Hajj. You read about the elders and what their experiences were at Hajj. So Maulana Zakariya, rahmatullah alayh, obviously, you know, famous scholar from the subcontinent, he was writing that one time he was in the presence of one of his elders, and it was like the 8th or 9th of Dhul Hijj. So he was there, and somebody came to that elder, and somebody said, would you like some itab? Now, you know, sometimes we do this all the time. If you have some nice smelling itab, and you want to share it with someone, you just open it up, and you put it on the person's hand. And in fact, it's one of the things that we're not allowed to refuse according to the Sunnah, right? If somebody offers you that, you're actually supposed to not refuse it. So you have to take it. So anyway, this elder, somebody came and with just an extreme amount of love, he came and he offered some itr to this elder. And all these ulama were sitting there. Now when he offered the itr, then that elder became very hesitant. And he said, these are the days in which Allah prohibited itr for the people that love Him. So how can you expect that I'm going to put this itr on me? Now you know that when an individual is in ihram, they're actually showcasing their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the prohibitions of the state of ihram is that you cannot wear scent. You cannot put on any itr whatsoever. So although this elder was not at the hajj, you can see the effects that hajj, just the universe rotating into the time of hajj, had on people who were conscious of what's going on around them. And that's why, for example, you'll read, if you read through the hadith, that an individual who enters into the time of the days of Hajj, right, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijj, but does not have the tawfiq or the opportunity or the blessing to be at the Hajj is actually recommended to not clip their nails, right? And to not trim their hair during that period of time. Now, obviously they're not at the Hajj, they're not in a state of ihram, but they're in a state, it creates a state of awareness. That Hajj is not just about a group of people in a plane. It's about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings upon the entire community. It's about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showcasing the deen of Islam. It's about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placing that final brick and creating that structure that we call the deen. So for us, Hajj has a very, very particular value. Now as we go through these lectures, you'll begin to see that Hajj can be looked at as in many different ways. And we'll look at them in those ways, inshallah. Some of them apply only to people who are actually going to the Hajj. And so when we talk about the legal rulings, etc., it will apply to those people who go for the Hajj. And other aspects apply to people who may not be able to go for the Hajj in this particular year. So basically what it all boils down to is basically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's all a showcase of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy, His grandeur, His greatness, His prophet, His deen, His community, where it's all dependent on Allah. So, with these days and the end of Ramadan nearing us and the days of Hajj falling upon us, that's really the focus, that we turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to recognize the importance of the Hajj, to be among those who are continuously reflecting upon this incredible deed, who understand the blessings associated with this deed, and may He make us among those who get to experience this deed. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.